you for tuning in today to the In the Garden Ministries, home of Gethsemane Baptist Church and a live TV media ministry. Stay tuned for the In the Garden program. You are destined to be blessed today. Well, God bless you. Thank you so much for joining us for today's In the Garden program. We've got some great things coming up for you. We hope you'll stay right here and get a blessing from today's In the Garden program. We've got music on the way from the Eberharts. I feel a shout coming on. And then a little bit later on, a song from Tammy Jones, Robinette. And a brand new message coming up from Pastor Carlton Duck on today's In the Garden program. You don't want to miss the blessing you'll get from that. It's called Rapture Ready, and you certainly want to be rapture ready so you can gain some valuable insight from Pastor Duck's message, and that's coming up in just a little bit here on the In the Garden program. It's the radio ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church at 411 Blue Ridge Street, Lynchburg, Virginia, and we'd love for you to come worship with us. Sunday school begins at 10 a.m. Our morning worship service is at 10:55, and our Sunday evening worship service begins at 6 o'clock, and we hope you can come out to any or all of those services, and we also hope to see you on Wednesday night for a powerful night. It's the Wednesday evening worship service beginning at 7 o'clock, and just before that at 6:45, the kids get busy with the Awana Club. That's for ages 3 through the teens, and they get started about 6:45 Wednesday nights. We hope you can bring the whole family to the church where the shout has not gone out. Gethsemane Baptist Church, 411 Blue Ridge Street, Lynchburg, Virginia. These are the Eberharts, and I feel a shout coming on today's In the Garden program. On today's In the Garden program. That's called I Feel a Shout Coming On. And I hope that was a blessing to you. We've got some more music coming up a little bit later on from Tammy Jones, Robinette. And we've also got a brand new message from Pastor Carlton Duck. entitled Rapture Ready. That's coming up on today's In the Garden program. It's all on the way. Before we get to that, though, let me tell you about our website. It's at www.itgm.org. That's easy to remember. In the Garden Ministries, itgm.org. And when you log on there, if you've been there but not lately, you'll see a brand new look to the website. And you'll also find some new features, some new ways that you can stay in touch with what's going on at Gethsemane Baptist Church, and we hope you'll take advantage of that. For example, you can get the prayer list and find out what folks you need to remember in your prayer life. And there's also, as always, the prayer chain. Of course, that's still there, still a big part of the website, and we always make a point to mention it to you because it's such a great way for you to get blessed and for you to be a blessing to others. And it's easy to do. You just make your prayer needs or prayer requests known right there on the website, or maybe you know of someone else who's in need of prayer. You let us know. You click one button, and it goes out to folks who are part of the prayer chain in their email. They'll get the message, and they'll pray on your behalf, and you'll get a blessing from that, of course. And while you're at the website, you can submit your own email so that when other folks have prayer needs or prayer requests, their messages will come to you, and you can pray for them. So we get folks praying one for another and really get the blessings happening up and down the prayer chain. Again, you'll find that and a whole lot more. And I'll tell you what, at some point here in the next few weeks or so, we will have the availability of the In the Garden program right here that you're listening to on the website. So you'll be able to listen to that online as well as on the radio. So again, it's all there for you. Lots of new features, a new look at www.itgm.org. So we hope you'll take advantage of that, and we hope you'll stay right here and get a blessing. We've got, as I mentioned, some more great music coming up in just a little bit, and we've got a brand new message that we're beginning today with Pastor Carlton Duck. We're going to the pulpit of Gethsemane Baptist Church right now. It's called Rapture Ready on today's In the Garden program.
Let your loins be girded about and your lights burning. And ye yourselves like unto men that wait for their Lord when he will return from the wedding, that when he cometh and knocketh, they may open unto him immediately. Blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find watching. Verily I say unto you that he shall gird himself and make them to sit down to meat, and will come forth and serve him. And if he shall come in the second watch, or come in the third watch, and find them so, blessed are those servants. And this know, that if the goodman of the house had known which hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not have suffered his house to be broken through. Verse 40. Be ye therefore ready also, for the Son of Man cometh at an hour when you think not. May God bless you tonight. You may be seated. I've got a little story to read to you tonight. And I hope this is not representative of your life tonight. But let me share it with you tonight. It says, there's a funny story about a lady who married a banker. He died and left her some money. She was looking for a little fun, so she married an actor. But he died a few years later. Then she met a preacher and married him. She commented to a friend that if her current husband, the preacher, ever died, that she was planning on then marrying an undertaker. Well, why would you want to marry an undertaker? The friend asked. She said, simple. One, for the money. Two, for the show. Three, to get ready. And four, to go. Amen. Amen. Now, don't y'all get no ideas. Amen. The fact of the matter is, tonight is this. Jesus is coming soon, and I believe it's high time we get ready for his coming. Now, tonight, I could go around the world with you tonight and take you to events that have happened over the last couple of years in the United States of America. We've seen events happen in 9-1-1 that absolutely took our breath. We've seen events happen since then that have absolutely been staggering. We've seen events happen recently that there's been war. And we look at the economic condition of the world. We look at the political condition of the world. We look at the whole picture tonight and see the events that are taking place. And tonight, you're smart people, so you realize tonight this hour that we're in, it's a very critical hour. And if you know any Bible tonight, prophetically speaking, you know that the events that have been happening are all a part of the prophetic plan of God literally being unfolded before us. I mean, we're seeing tonight the prophetic plan, the Bible, literally becoming alive in real life. And not on a cinema screen and not in a movie that has been thought up or written by someone else. I mean, it's real life. The events that we're seeing today are real things, and the events that are taking place are things that 10 years ago would be totally unheard of. We've seen the erosion of rights, and we've seen the element where basically the things of character and the things of integrity and the things of moral stature have basically faded away, even in our society that we're living in. All a part of the coming of the Lord. And tonight, realizing we think, where is this world going and what's going to happen next and where do we turn and what do we do in the hour that we're living in? And unfortunately, a lot of Christians are even becoming panicky over the situations of this world. But we tonight who know the Word, because tonight we know the one that wrote the Word. Tonight we can rejoice in this hour that we're living in, because tonight when Jesus was speaking to us in the book of Matthew, he said, when you see the events that are taking place right now, and he used words like, when you see all these things come to pass, he said, that's the time that you better look up, because your redemption is about to draw nigh. What does that mean, Pastor? That means that Christ is about to come. Now, there are two parts to the coming of Jesus. And tonight, we know enough of God's Word. And if you've been around me and heard me talk about, teach on, or preach on prophecy, you know there are basically two points or two parts to the coming of the Lord. There's the rapture coming. And a lot of folks refer to that as the second coming of Christ, which is not really correct tonight, because in the first coming, Christ came to this earth, didn't he? He was born of the Virgin Mary, and of course, he was conceived of the Holy Spirit, bore the Son, and they called his name Jesus. Why? Why did he come? Because he would save his people from their sins. Now, that is not the second coming of Christ from the standpoint that when he comes in the rapture coming, he will not actually come back and place his feet on the face of this earth. He will appear, as the Word of God says, only for a moment, just a second, just a twinkling of an eye, the Bible says. And he gives a call that only the believer hears. And instantly, we're snatched out of this world. There's no warning. There's no indication or anything. Just like that morning, that September morning, when we awakened and we saw the events that were taking place in Washington, D.C. And in New York City, and we were startled. No, nothing. No one had no idea those things. Oh, they may have had some idea that maybe those things, but the average person on the face of this earth did not have any idea those things would transpire. But they did, didn't they? And the same thing with the coming of the Lord. This, what we're talking about, is the rapture coming. Now, let me just tell you, the second part of his coming is the literal second coming of Christ.
We'll have the conclusion of Pastor Duck's message entitled Rapture Ready tomorrow right here on the In the Garden program. We certainly hope you'll join us then and get a blessing from that. And we hope you'll stay right here. We've got some more blessings today coming your way. Right now, we've got music from Tammy Jones Robinette on the In the Garden program. This is called The Colors That Never Ran.
It's the colors from the rainbow, stars from the sky. Laid them on a blanket to fly so high. Blue soft as midnight, white to children from their mothers. Much too young it seems, and made them grow up quickly to protect our hopes and dreams. Their colors didn't matter, for their country they stood true and gave a gift so precious.
Tammy Jones Robinette on today's In the Garden program. That's called The Colors That Never Ran. And I hope that blessed you. And I hope you'll join us again tomorrow. We'll have the conclusion of Pastor Duck's message entitled Rapture Ready here on the program. And lots more great music and more information for you. So we trust you'll join us then. And before we go, I'd like to let you know about a live TV. You can tune in to live TV on Channel 7 on the Nesby Cable System. That's in Bedford County, in Campbell County, Appomattox, or the Pamplin area. And you're sure to get a blessing. You'll always find some great Christian programming on there. Nothing to ever offend anybody. In fact, some great Southern gospel music videos on there. And, of course, there's the flagship program, the In the Garden television program, that airs every day. Actually, if you're up early from 6 to 7 in the morning, you can tune it in Sunday all the way through Saturday and start your day off the right way with a live TV. Again, that's on Channel 7 on the Nesby Cable System. Now, if you're in Amherst or the Lynchburg area and you're on Adelphia, we would like to let you know that you can tune in and get a blessing from the In the Garden program on their local access channel. That's on Wednesday nights at 6:30, and again, Thursday mornings, I believe, at 10:30. So be sure to tune in there and get a blessing as well. And be sure to tune in right here next time for another edition of the In the Garden program. God bless you. Thank you so much for joining us today. On behalf of Pastor Duck and the members of Gethsemane Baptist Church, we appreciate you listening to the In the Garden program today. If you would like to receive an audio cassette copy of today's message, you may do so by calling 845-8796 and leave a message or place an order on our website at itgm.org. Please come and be a part of the exciting worship at Gethsemane Baptist Church, located at 411 Blue Ridge Street near the main entrance of Lynchburg College. Also, tune into our media ministry of Alive TV, as found on Channel 7 on the Nesby Cable Systems. Please pray for us as we are praying for you. Don't forget, you can get our worship schedule and other information at 845-8796 or at our website, www.itgm.org. God bless you and shalom.